Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. We are pleased to have with us Angel Grave. Angel, how are we doing today?
Doing well, doing well.
You reached out and said, hey, when can I be on? And I said, well, how about this date? And he said, yes. And then you'd reached out later about an issue with some other performer, and we kind of got that squared away. So great. So anyway, you are here, and it is great to have you on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started the adult industry probably about 13 years ago. Started on a small website selling used panties and started making my own videos, and did that for quite some time, for about 7-8 years. It was very profitable for me, and then went from there to getting out of the industry for about a year and did Uber and Lyft and a few other odd jobs just to make ends meet. And then my car took a crap on me. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to really try this. I'm going to try to go big or go home, basically, and try, you know, a step up into creating my own content and then shooting with some rather, you know, famous people. So I've done a pretty good job the last, what's been 2.5 years since now, I think maybe even close to 3 now for mainstream. So, I love it. It's so awesome. I love the traveling and the people and the conventions. It's like a whole new world for me.
Well, that's because so
I
cool.
Lived a very sheltered life when I was younger. So this is like, I'm living it up.
What part of the United States do you live in?
I live in Panama City, Florida.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
yes.
Good. Anyway, well, good. So, I do Lyft and Uber too, and it just beats the shit out of your car. It just does. I'm always needing a tie rod or a tire or oil change constantly, and you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So, anyway, good to have you here. It's, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So I thought, And I didn't know that you'd been in the industry that long.
Yeah, I've done quite a few different things. You know, I've sold used panties. I've done webcamming. I've even done escorting in Nevada for a little bit. So there's not much left that I haven't accomplished. You know, I do my own editing. I do my own marketing. So I've really dove deep into pretty much all of it.
Wow.
And
that's
I hope to pretty much transition from in front of the camera to just being behind the camera and shooting other females and talent. So,
okay. Have you done a lot of that yet?
I haven't. I have something up my sleeve, though. I've got something that I'm working on right now. I've got the website, domain name and things in order, but it's going to be featuring 2 GILFs.
Oh.
And traveling around the United States in an RV and just having fun on the way.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Let's shift things over to some questions for you, because I know people were waiting early to get in to talk to you. That's for sure. James is with us. James, question for Angel Grave.
All right. Thank you for having me, Angel. Wonderful to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. You say that you, I'm like Patrick, you've been in the business for so long, and you really don't have that much content filmed. Do you enjoy that end of it, of filming content, or are you more of I've seen some things you've done for Pornhub.
Right.
Just like mostly solo stuff. Are you anticipating doing performing with other performers, or?
Oh, most definitely. I don't know if you have you seen my mini bits?
I haven't seen the mini bits. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot more on my mini bits because I've only been doing like mainstream for the last 2.5 years. I don't have much out there that isn't solo. but I'm starting to accumulate more and more. And then I'm going to Miami XBiz May 12th through the 18th, and I've already got four shoots lined up. So this year I feel is going to be like my year. I'm really going to get more content out there. And like they say, content is king or whatever. So I'm just going to try to shoot as much as I can this next year and get some stuff out there for
All
sure.
right. All right. So who are you most looking forward to shooting with? Hello?
You froze up on me.
Frozen.
I'm sorry. Did I freeze up?
Yeah.
No,
Cheated.
I'm
Cheated.
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who are you most ask again. Who are you most anticipating shooting with?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm going to, hopefully, if everything works out, I'll be shooting with or for Ivan from Alt Erotic. So I'm really excited about that. I reached out to him because he would have never reached out to me. And I just said, hey, listen, I would give my right arm to shoot with you, anything, even to follow him around and to watch him because he's so talented, so extremely talented. So I'm really excited about that and I hope it works out. I know he's real busy, so we'll see. We'll
All right.
see.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Wonderful to meet you.
You
It's good
bet.
to meet you.
Thanks, James. You know, this, and I guess I haven't realized how big it is. Everybody's going to XBiz. I just, everybody and their brother, I see, XBiz and their Twitter headline, XBiz, XBiz, XBiz. I'm thinking, wow, that's something big. That's, bigger than I thought it was, or it's developed into something big, and that really seems to me, Angel, like a lot of people are going to make content there.
Oh, yeah. I've had contact with quite a few people, not so many on the books and solidified, but I'd say I've got, like I said, four on the books for now, and then I have at least four more that of people that I'm speaking to. So I'm going to be there for, it's only, see, I thought it was going to be a lot longer. It's only like 2 days from the 13th through the 15th. So I have quite a few days that I'll be there not doing anything. So I'm going to plan to shoot as much as possible.
How far away is Panama City from Miami? I don't have a
Oh, it's like another state away. I think it's like 14 hours, 12, 14 hours away.
Oh, wow.
Ways. Yeah, we're up in the panhandle.
Ah, okay. Wow, yeah, that is a ways away. It's like driving across Texas. Hey, don't forget next week. I'm really looking forward to next week because I think we're going to have some legends in here. And I think we're going to give our friend Jason a run for his money. Jason from Squeaky Clean Adult Films will be here, and I catch up with him every Sunday. He releases a new, well, I shouldn't say a new video, but a new video that he does. So, Angel, let's say you've got a video that runs 90 minutes, porn video, full-length porn video from back in the day. He takes all the sex out of it and makes it squeaky clean. And so he has it ends up with an 8-minute video. And I know Richard Pacheco's done several of those already. And so I'm looking forward to having Richard there and Jason. And I think we're going to see if we can bring Sean Elliott in, which he's been conspicuous by his absence. And also, Alan Adrian, and we may even, I hope that Mickey Lynn can be there because he's got a fascination with Mickey Lynn too. So we hope that those people are there for the Squeaky Clean Adult Films. It's just Google that on your YouTube channel and you'll find it. So anyway, don't forget about our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@JizzTalking is where you'll find us. And so you can watch this video eventually and all of the other ones we've done right on YouTube. So Charles is with us. Charles, go ahead. Question for Angel Grave.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to ask because I'm kind of interested. So you're driving across the country doing adult, is it like a tourism video with sex in it, or could you explain that a little bit to us?
Well, what I plan to, there's so much involved in it. There's a few different ways that I could go with it. I will just explain one of the ways that I'm thinking about going with it is to have two GILFs that are traveling, not really traveling, in an RV. They are going from, the first one, I want to be here in Panama City Beach. The next one could be Vegas or Chicago or, Miami, but it's two female GILFs that have basically are just breaking away from their husbands and traveling around the world and or around the United States and acquiring men as they go.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't want to get into the adult industry, but if you come to San Francisco, let me know and I'll take you out for coffee or lunch or,
Okay.
I'll show you around San Francisco.
Okay. So, that sounds good.
Yeah, the offer is there. I'm not sure I want to be in your video, but I'm happy to show you San Francisco.
Okay, good. I'll take you out if I do come.
Okay.
I could just imagine the two GILFs on the bus and all of a sudden you got a motorhome and all of a sudden a motorhome breaks down and you just don't know how you're going to pay for those repairs. And then Joey Mechanic and old Joey Mechanic, it just happens to have a big cock. And then,
That is so good. There's so many different ways you can go with it. Each one of the episodes. So I'm really excited about it, but, it may be another year before that comes out when it does come out, I want it to be really, really good,
Then you got another deal where one of the GILFs has a lead foot and she gets over by a female trooper who just happens to love to eat pussy. And that's how the line is. You got all kinds of scenarios.
Yeah.
The pizza delivery guy, shows up with the pizza.
Yeah. You probably got a Uber sticker left over from your days driving Uber, just slap that on the motorhome and you're just going to Uber people around. And
or you show up at Richard Pacheco's house in Berkeley and, you never know what could happen.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. My wife will be there with a shotgun.
That's one way to do it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Angel, who are some of the male talent? You said you've worked with quite a few male talent that was bigger names. Who have you worked with?
I guess probably the biggest would be Christian Triple X. And then I shot with Jack Moore from the Blue Pill Men, and then Mars Black.
Oh.
And I shot with East Coast Triple X, which is pretty decent. That's about it.
I met Mars in Exotica in Chicago. Real nice guy.
Yes, Mars is super nice. I love Mars to death.
He's one of those guys that makes the girl look the best. He really does. It's about him too, but he really makes the girl look good.
He does. He's very respectable and very kind and considerate. All those things, So,
Eric is with us. Eric, you going to hop on the motorhome and help him out with maybe some, you can help them figure out their insurance needs.
I don't know about that anyway there. Okay, so yeah, hi there, Angels. How you doing there out here in California? Doing pretty good here pretty soon. I've been out for a while, but I'll probably be going back to work in a couple weeks there. So hopefully things turn out well for me after this. I just had an injury right now that's kept me out. So everything doing? I know, hate that when these keep happening all the time.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, if you were to come out here to LA, never mind.
If you make it to Iowa, you have to go see Patrick Palmer.
Yeah, you can stop by and see us, and you can, maybe that motorhome will break down again, and we get in there.
Patrick will help you.
Find somebody else to fix a flat.
Yeah, well, there are so many ways. I can't wait. I pretty much got the first episode all pretty much done, like in my head, you know, written down or whatever, of what the first three scenes are going to be, because I'm going to have three scenes in each episode.
Right.
So, of course, you're going to be a lesbian scene each episode.
That lesbian trooper who wants to settle that fine.
Right.
Yeah, good to see.
And
that.
See, like the one female, what I plan to do is have the one female more dominant than the other. And then the one female will be less dominant, and she has to kind of be pushed into doing things. But once she actually starts doing it, then she's all gung-ho about it. So I really want to, like, incorporate that, too, where their personalities are like that. So
One of the gilfs has, a 18-inch strap on.
Right.
So we got all kinds. You know, the nice thing about that, technically, you could just show, like, get on Google and Google "Welcome to Minnesota" sign, and hey, we're traveling to Minnesota today, and show a couple of lakes and a welcome sign. Hell, you wouldn't even have to leave your house. You just get the motorhome.
And the motorhome, they will. You can get them nightly, and they will set it up at the RV park or wherever you're going to be for you already, so it doesn't even have to move. You don't even have to drive it.
Right.
And, you know, so that's just, there's ways to do it pretty cheap. You know, it's not going to be too expensive to do.
Yeah, I think I'm reaching down here because I think next to my leg.
It's your dick.
Or his cat.
My cat. It was my cat.
My cats, I'm surprised they're not around.
Luke Wilder sent me some videos or some DVDs called Sex Across America.
And I remember those.
And they really did go across America. And
they screwed on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what I did with all of them. I got all Dat Ass 35. You know, if you don't watch All Dat Ass 34, you really do miss out.
It's like Star Wars. You got to see the other ones first.
Anyway, Blaze Anatomy, Latin Booty 52. No, okay. Well, anyway, take my advice. He sent me. Well, then, I sold some trophies for Misty Rain, and they paid me. My commission was in 55 DVDs.
Wow.
It cost them $90 to ship 55 DVDs. I'd have just as soon had one. <Got it. laughs> All the hell. And I'd have just soon had the money. But anyway.
So Patrick is selling his DVDs.
Yard sale.
Bucks.
Autographed Cat Cleavage DVD. Forgot about her. So,
are they all autographed DVDs?
No, I do have one. I do have one that's autographed by Jerry Butler.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's an actual, what they call that, was a video cassette.
Uh-huh. Yeah. VHS tape.
Real.
I remember those.
And they were not kind, and they did not rewind. So,
shame on them.
Shame on them.
And then down here.
He's got to go to Blockbuster to have them rewind it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got a Carter Stevens one that was, that he sent me. He sent me a bunch. A couple of me autographs, so anyway. But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, they had a series called Sex Across America. And Luke and Alexandria lined up a bunch of people, and they had sex across America. So that was a cool deal. But they actually went on location, and I don't think that, you know, you really need to. So anyway, your bus can, your motorhome can break down just outside of town as well as it can break down in
Clarion. Anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, but, exactly.
Richard, you have a question for Angel? Richard, question for Angel.
You're asking me?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
I feel very old. You know, I did sex scenes with Mae West when she was a teenager. I don't even know what a GILF is. Is that GILF?
Yep. Yes.
And what does it stand for?
Grandma, I'd like to fuck.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. That's my league. Thanks for letting me know that. And the other thing, you mentioned that you were doing one kind of sex or mainstream. What's the part that's not mainstream? What kind of sex is that?
Well, when I was when I first started out in the industry, I was working just on one website. It was just a small website that sold panties, and they made custom videos and things like that. So I didn't do anything outside of that.
So you're talking about the market more than the kind of sex that you had. Okay, right. That's good
right.
to know.
Right.
Well, I applaud you. You know, you got a lot of moxie. You're very pretty, and I hope it all works for you.
I hope so, too. I'm going to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that means Richard could be a GILF grandfather I'd like to fuck.
Will you quit dragging me back in the business here? I've got a marriage that works. My life is no. 20 years ago, I chose monogamy. It's over. Leave me alone. I gave it the orifice.
Get off my yard. But it is interesting to get the new perspective of what's going on. And Angel, how have you seen, you know, you've been doing this now for 13 years, a little time off in between. How have things changed for you in regards to the business? How have things, when you started out doing things one way and now, I think we're probably having to do things another way.
Well, like I said, with the being in the small, just that one website, I didn't really know much about the marketing side of things and getting, you know, your name out there, the followers that come along with it and all that. So that's totally different for me, is the marketing side of it. Because with the site I was on, you just basically would post and people would come to you. You know, they were there for that reason. Either to buy used panties or to buy custom videos. There was a whole lot of fetishes on this site, just really extreme, some of them. So, but that's what it was known most for, was its fetishes.
Was there a big business for used panties?
There is a huge business for used panties, and you can make a killing off of it, at a lot of money. Say you could go and buy, say, a pair of 99, well, they used to be 99 cents back then, but maybe like, yeah, I don't know how many you've got there, but what, three pair? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it was five pair for $12.
Right, so you're looking at what, a not even $2 a pair,
right?
Or a little over $2 a pair, and you can make anywhere from $25 to $50 off one pair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what happened was Kelly Richards says, I'm going to be in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So I said, okay. And so I went out and invested $12, and I knew that it was probably $12. I will take these panties everywhere now, just in case. But anyway, so I bought them, and of course she missed out on the show, and but I still have those panties, so I still have them. So anyway, but they're new, and they're still in the box, and you know, the top four are, you know, can't really see them here. They're pastel, so they could be signed, autographed, along with whatever you do with used panties. You, of course, use them.
Right.
But yeah, so, and I got them in medium, which shouldn't make anybody feel too bad. So
that's right.
You don't want to get like, you know, extra large, and they have some girl that's not extra large. It reminds me of a story. We were sitting at having supper. Ginger Lynn and Christy Canyon and a friend of Christy's were sitting in the pizza place that's next to the hotel, the restaurant there. Slice, it was called. And they were having some food for supper. And anyway, we walked in and Patrick sat with us. And so anyway, Bob and I and I think it was Gabe sat with him for a while. And Bob and I split a pizza and had some food. Anyway, the waitress came over and Ginger said something about her being pregnant. And right as she said it, I just kind of covered my face like, she's not pregnant.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So anyway, I sat there for the next half hour as they dug their way out of that problem. But anyway.
I've done more too.
Yeah, and my wife.
I've done that too.
My wife one time, my mom was in the nursing home before she passed away. And anyway, she went out to visit my mom. And Becky was kind of wearing a flowing shirt, kind of a flowing top. Anyway, the next time I was out there, my mom says, a couple of girls out here seem to think Becky's pregnant. Is Becky pregnant? I said, oh, good God, no. I said, I've had a vasectomy. Oh, thank God. The last thing he needs is a goddamn kid. So go ahead. So, and that would be the last thing I would need, a kid. You know, those scammers call you up on the phone, Grandpa, who the hell is this? I know. scam. So, but yeah, they sat there, and then Ginger, I don't know how they ever got out of it. Anyway, the lady was pretty understanding and forgiving, and that was really good on her part. That was really good, because the wrong lady would not have been as forgiving. That's nice. So, hey, don't forget, I want to remind folks that coming up next week, we have Jason from Squeaky Clean Adult Films. If you don't catch his show, he had on today, his new show was Debbie Does Dallas, the new generation, or 99 and beyond, or something like that. Mickey Lynn's in it. A big role for Sharon Mitchell. Sharon's in it. And even on the version that's 12 minutes long, the edited version, Sharon is fantastic. So if you get to watch Squeaky Clean Adult Films with Jason, the film he released today was Debbie Does Dallas, 99 and Beyond, or something. Anyway, Mickey Lynn's in it. Stephanie Swift. Of course, he pronounces all the names wrong. And then he says, but if you let me know what their names are, I'll straighten it out. Anyway, he pronounced Tedeschi's name wrong. And then, but he did mention three or four times in the movie. The movie was written by Raven Touchstone, of course, Penny, and then was directed by P.T., Paul Thomas. So it was a good movie. And if you want to see the PG-rated version of it, it's up online at Squeaky Clean Adult Films. He's our guest next week. Angel, let's talk about what's coming up down the road. You have, of course, X-Biz, but we want to focus maybe a couple of years down the road.
Well, a couple of years down the road, I'll be a little bit older, and of course, and I think that I will be, hopefully, I'll be just producing content and not being in front of the camera anymore. I hope to really shine in the industry. I'm willing to take the time to get there as well. You know, I'm not rushing anything. So, but I'm somewhat of a perfectionist. If I do something, I want to do it to the best of my ability. But I'm willing to take the time I need to learn to do those things. So, but yeah, I plan to be producing my own films. So
that's good. If you run into Will Bang or Marvel Lee, they are great.
I've shot with them.
You've talked to them?
I have shot with them.
Oh, excellent. They are just fantastic, aren't they?
Yes, they're great. They're really good. In fact, I'm supposed to be shooting with them in Miami as well. So.
Oh, good. Make sure you mention us or drop my name. They'll go, oh.
Okay, I will, definitely.
We did nude, or well, it wasn't nude, it was clothing optional. A clothing optional photo shoot. my option was to have them all naked. But anyway, that was the clothing optional with Marvel Lee, Victoria Peaks, and Trixie Dixon. And I tell you what, you couldn't have found three women that gelled better, worked together, had fun together. There was no ego on any of it. They all kind of knew their role.
And right.
Pretty much all had just one pose. They sat on the couch and Victoria put her legs behind your head and the other two kind of leaned in. You just held their legs and said cheese. And that was about all there was. But I wish afterwards I would have had one more pose. I wish I'd have had a pose with their asses in the air, kind of like they were, you know, blowing me or something like that. But anyway.
That was a fabulous picture. I love that picture. I think you are having a good day at the office that day.
Yeah, and that's the one I can only show the edited one for YouTube and for everybody else. Zoom doesn't really care for. Okay, yeah, here we go. Oh, Mickey Lynn's coming in. Well, maybe she knows we were just talking about her. Anyway, I'll share this picture real quick. Let's see here. Let's see where it's at.
I can't hear anything.
Hey, Mickey, how are we doing?
Hey, what's up, Patrick?
We were just talking about you.
Oh, my ears were ringing. Yeah. That's why I had to run on here.
Next week, we're going to be bringing in Jason from Squeaky Clean Adult Films. You said hi to him at that breakfast thing one day.
Okay.
And today's video he put up there is Debbie Does Dallas 99 and Beyond or whatever.
Okay.
It's Sharon Mitchell's in it, and she plays a villainous mother.
Yes, she plays Debbie's mom.
Yeah, and so that's the movie he's got. I don't know how long the movie was, but he's condensed it down, I think, to 12 minutes. But she does a wonderful job.
I remembered what you tell me. He was doing it with the sorority sex kittens, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We were also talking about the picture we did here.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
The three lovely ladies and you in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was the unedited version is better, of course, but no, I couldn't have found three gals that worked together any better than those three gals. It was just a fantastic event, and I kind of got chewed out about it later, but whatever. So we won't do that again. I learned my lesson, but anyway, that's that. But no, next week, Jason from Squeaky Clean will be here, and he's really hooked on Mickey Lynn right now, so that's kind of a good thing.
Oh, that's a good thing. I like that. I like the people.
Angel is our guest today. Angel, I'll introduce you to Mickey. Mickey is an AVN Hall of Famer, and she joins us once in a while. It's so nice to have her come in. And Mickey, do you have a question for Angel?
How long have you been in the business?
Well, I've been in the business for about 13 years, but I started out just on one website exclusively for quite some time, for probably about 9 years altogether.
Oh,
and
wow.
The last 3 years, I've started more mainstream. The site I worked on was selling used panties and making custom videos. So that's basically all I did for that first 9 years.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. And what's your niche? What is it that you do? What is your specialty?
It's going to be... I really have struggled with this, right? Because I have a lot of things that I like to do. I don't like to just really conform. I'm not good with that. So it's hard for me. I plan to do a lot as far as GILFs because I plan to basically not even shoot anymore and produce content. And then my niche will be more of a GILFs thing. But for now, it's just really hard to say. I'm very fetish friendly. And I do a lot of solo vids as well.
So are you on OnlyFans?
I'm on OnlyFans. I'm on ManyVids. I'm on Pornhub.
Oh, wow. And
fans as well, but I am not able. I don't know if I'm still on there because it's been so long. I just wasn't selling on there very well. So it's been a long time since I've been on Loyal Fans.
Well, like I was explaining to Victoria, what happens with Loyal Fans is you have to promote it. Because everybody, what's happening with Loyal Fans is everybody knows OnlyFans. So they're comfortable with OnlyFans. So what you got to do is you just got to move them, try to move them over there because you get better quality and quantity of people who go on there. Okay. That's the whole thing. Don't give up on OnlyFans because they're a really good company to work with.
Okay.
But it's just like it's not an OnlyFans. OnlyFans just took up by storm. So what video companies have you worked with?
Well, I've worked with East Coast, Triple X, and I've worked with Mars Black and Christian Triple X, Jack Moore from the Blue Pill Man Brazzers.
Oh, okay.
Worked with Marvel Lee and Will Bang Four. We were just talking about that. And there's probably a few more. I know there's got to be a few more that I'm missing, but like I said, I've only been doing this for really mainly like boy girl and not just solo vids for the last 3 years.
Wow, that's so nice.
I'm just now starting to get boy girl content out there.
So are you going to any of the Exotica so I can meet you? Where are you located?
I actually saw you, I think, at two of the Exoticas. Were you at the one, not Chicago last year, or this year, but the past year? Were you there?
Did you not come up and say hi?
I didn't. You were probably busy or something. I don't know.
You can come up and say hi.
Yeah, I will definitely now, for sure. I will definitely come say hi. But I'm going to X-Biz Miami. Are you going to be there?
Oh, yes, I'm going to be there. And you can... You can talk to Loyal Fans because they'll be there.
Okay, great. Great.
So, you know, maybe we can talk to them and I can help you. But yeah, no, definitely. It was great meeting you. I'm glad that I got on here because Joe's car broke down. His 54 Chevy Bel Air broke down and we had to get towed back. So that's why I'm late. So I'm fashionably late, so everybody knows. But I look forward to meeting you, sweetheart, and I really wish you the best.
Okay, thank you. Same to you.
I recommended somebody to Mickey the other day. They just wanted somebody reliable and somebody trustworthy. And I said, hey, just reach out to Mickey Lynn. I said, if she's not the right fit, she'll let you know. But I said, at least you're going to get honest answers. And that's what everybody wants.
Well, look at Victoria.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here. I got open arms. If I can help you, I'll help you. Yeah.
Angel, will you be at Miami Exotica in June, late June?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I don't know after the X-Biz if I'll go to any more events or anything like that until next year because my son is turning 21 and I've been promising that I'm going to take him to Vegas for about 3 years. He turns 21, so I'm going to be broke.
Oh, I got a 21-year-old. We could go out together. Well, he was 21 in October, but they're fun when they're 21.
Yeah, my son will be turning 21 in October, October 5th. So.
Oh, mine's the 10th, so we got Libra babies. Libra babies, they're amazing.
Yes, they are very good.
what I guess, Angel, what we were talking about earlier was down the road, maybe 4 or 5 years down the road, you want to do more directing, get into that, and not so much performing, or where are we with that?
Yes, definitely. I find it really hard to date being a performer, so I want to transition mainly for that reason. And I'm kind of gotten, you know, done the whole being in front of the camera now. So now I feel like I want to try being behind the camera. It's just something new. I always feel like knowledge is power. So the more I can learn, the more powerful I can be. So,
well, let's go back to this dating thing. So how many dates into dating Angel Grave do we find out that Angel just doesn't work at the hardware store?
Well, I usually tell them right away. I don't know if it's a good idea, but I look at it as like, I don't want to hide it because I want to see their reaction. I want to see how they're going to react to it because that's going to tell me a lot about them.
Yeah.
But it ends up good. It's always bad reaction, mainly. Like, and they, everybody thinks that you're easy because, of course, you're a porn star, but it's like, it's not even the case. At least for myself, you know, because you have to be careful. So, but it's funny how guys, they hear that and the wheels are just turning in their head. They're trying to hold a conversation, but they can't even hold it. Funny.
I think that harder than to pick up a stripper at a strip club is to pick up an adult star at a porn convention.
Right.
Because you're tested on, you know, some of the safest people to work with and have sex with are porn stars, because you're tested every 2 weeks.
Right.
So, wow, that's interesting. You go on many dates, or you just kind of just gave that up, or what?
Well,
I started
a dating app, and it's going. I even put in the bio that I have a job that most men don't, you know, wouldn't be comfortable with, and told them, you know, I'm an adult performer, so that way they know before they even contact me, you know, that's what I do, and I'm not looking for, you know, any a lot of guys just seem to want sex nowadays. It's like that's all they want.
Really?
At least in Panama. Yeah, that's all they want. And I'm like, that's not what you're going to get from me.
You better just get listed on farmersonly.com and you meet some good Iowa boys.
Oh, yeah? Is that where I need to go?
have you done work for...
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. Have you done work for a private society here in Iowa?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'll get your name to them, and they've got a lot of new talent booked in right now. I'm kind of somewhat disappointed by that, but anyway, it's their show. I'm not paying anybody, so. But they're looking at doing something a little later this year, and then something I'll tell Mickey too is we're looking at doing a series of movies or scenes from the eye of the golden age director's chair, and so. Let's say we would call in Mickey or Richard. They would design a scene and have two performers and then do the scene that you two or either one of you would have directed or have the concept for. And there's no sex on your end, Mickey or Richard. It's just you're the director. But we want to feature a golden age star and use some of the sage experience from back in the day and apply it to today's stars.
Be fun.
That could get interesting.
Yeah.
I've been put in very, very, very interesting positions that I've had back then. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They've got an indoor pool. They've got an outdoor pool. They've got a lot of cool shit. So.
And then I can visit you in Iowa.
There you go. I usually go down and, you know, I'll fill your mouth full of pork like I did Victoria Peaks' mouth.
Pork.
There you go. So, but
I would do that, Pat. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So would I.
Yeah, I mentioned you and I mentioned Mickey, and And he was great with that. He says, what about Christy or Ginger? I said, well, Ginger would do it and then let Christy know how fun it was. Then Christy will want to do it. So I said, I pitched it to Christy and she said no right away. But I don't think she understood the concept. But
Christy, you got to explain things to her. Like, you got to explain things to me. It's our age, you know. Yeah, you got to explain to her in detail. Just say Mickey Lynn's going to be there and she'll be there.
Yeah, see, then he was naming off all these porn stars who are dead. And it's like, he's dead. When he found out Herschel was coming to Iowa, he wanted us to come down there and have Herschel shoot a scene. I said, no, I don't think that's going to work. And it eventually didn't work because Herschel didn't get Iowa. Yeah. But anyway,
I love Herschel. Yeah, I shot.
Yeah.
In 1999, I shot with Herschel.
Ah, nice. But so anyway, that's kind of the concept we're working on. And what about Tom Byron? I said, well, Tom Byron's working on some stuff, and
he's in New York.
Yeah, he's in New York, and he's working on some dental stuff, replacing everything with his teeth or something. And so anyway, that's kind of on that. And so he named off some other names, and I said, well, we'll just see what happens. But I said, for sure, I said Richard Pacheco would do it. I said, I'm sure Mickey Lynn would be up for it. They fly in. They used to rent motels at the Super 8 motel rooms. Well, then they were doing that, so they decided to buy a guy's house and a girl's house. And so the girls stay the girls, guys stay the guys. And that seems to work out. They each have their own bedroom. And then the weeks that they aren't there, they use that for a bed and breakfast. So,
there you go.
Thing. So, and I could even see Seika being up for it. I think
Seika. Oh, I would love that.
I think Seika's coming to Iowa in May, I think. So
I did her documentary. That was fun.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, she let me.
That was good. She always says nice things about you, Mickey. So that's good.
So Angel, where do you live again?
I live in Panama City, Florida.
Oh, you're a Floridian. I'm a Floridian. Oh, Patrick's got to give you my number.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, maybe we can, when we see each other in Miami, we'll talk.
Okay, for sure. Yes, definitely. Are you got a certain place that you'll be, like, because I know I'm going to be having a hard time probably finding people.
Is this your first time going?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be very good, very, very informational. I'm going to be all over the place because that's just the way I am. I'm a squirrel. Okay. So, but definitely, I'm going to be staying at the Kimpton. So get my number and then, you know, did you get your ticket already?
Yes, got my
ticket. Okay, good. And then we could all meet up there. You could become part of the family. We always like to expand our family, as Patrick knows. But no, we'll definitely get together. You know, I'll tell you my experiences. You tell me your experiences, and then we'll get to know each other. Because I always like to see new faces.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, Angel reached out a couple months ago, wanted to be on the show, and I said, well, I've got this whole Exotica thing coming up, and as soon as we get done with Exotica, then we'll go with it. So anyway, that's kind of what we did on that. So it's really nice to have Angel with us today. Don't forget, we're going to be on Twitter. We are on Twitter at Just Talking. And then, of course, we're on Instagram at Just Talking, Facebook at Just Talking, and, of course, YouTube at Just Talking. So just type in youtube.com/@JizzTalking, and you'll find us. Angel, what are some of the links that you have with your with various adult sites?
Well, I have a ManyVids account, and my ManyVids is Ms. Grave is what it's under. And then I have an OnlyFans account, which is AngelGrave8. And then I have a Twitter account, which is also AngelGrave8. And I have an Instagram account, which is All Halo Productions. And I think I've listed them all. But if you go to my Twitter, I do have a link tree that you can also find all that as well.
Yeah, that's handy to have a link tree, and then they're all there. And good. James, another question for Angel to wrap things up?
What has been your favorite scene that you've shot so far?
I'd have to say this, the scene with Davina Rains and Mars Black. We did a, I was the parole officer and Davina was a cop, and we were arresting, or we're going to arrest Mars for going to his mailbox naked. And instead, of course, we go in and we all end up having our way. So that was really funny because I had these really long, long eyelashes. They were really way too long. It was, but it was so funny. The beginning of it is just comical, and both of them, I'm really good friends with Tina Raines and as well as Mars Black. So when you're in a, you know, in a film and you actually have a rapport with the people that you're shooting with, it's so much better, I think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's like Marvel Lee and Will Bang. They're just fantastic folks. And we had just such a fun time with them. Besides the shooting, the clothing optional thing, we, as a group, we all went out for pizza one day and they were there, and that was so cool too. So they were just really appreciative of what I was trying to do to help them, because that's all we're, you know, that's all we're just trying to do. I will say though, that one of the events that was kind of cool was Marva Lee met Jesus while she was at at the event. And there's Marva Lee and Jesus. So anyway, he was,
so silly.
He was making his way through the so, but she's always got a smile on her face. Hell, she's been at, I don't know where she's been lately. I don't know what theme park she's been at, but she's been feeding. Where's she been?
Sesame Place.
Sesame Place, yeah.
That's my kind of place.
Count Dracula. And...
She posted that photo of her with the camel.
Yeah. No shit.
One,
two, three. 8 inches, 9 inches. Oh, anyway, a little bit about that. Anyway, Angel, it's been a pleasure having you with us. They don't, you're invited every week to stop by here. We do this, you know, Mickey shows up, Richard shows up, the whole Hee-Haw gang shows up, all God's children show up. So anyway, anytime you want to join the group, and if you want to ask somebody some questions, you just come on in and you ask away. So,
welcome. So now, the information for this one, is it always the same information when you're...
It's not. We change the codes every week, but we do have a... Are you on Facebook in any manner?
No, just that's just private for me.
Right, okay, sure. So anyway, if you do decide to join our group with your private name, no one's going to call you out on that or anything. So, but every week I put the link for the show up, and a lot of people come by, and it's really neat. So, like I said, I'm really looking forward to next week as well with Jason with the Squeaky Clean Adult Films. He's kind of out there, but you know, it takes all kinds to make the world go.
I'm going to try to get on. I'm going to be in L.A. at XRCO Award, so I'm going to try to get on to see him.
Okay, that'll be at 5 o'clock your time in California. So
5 o'clock. Okay, this is not good.
I'll send you a note.
Wait a minute. 5 o'clock. Okay. And I never did drugs, by the way. That's just me.
5 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay, so it would be 8 o'clock your time.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah, well, 7 o'clock.
Now that's what TT Boy says to me, Mickey Lynn. How can you be so scatterbrained?
Well, in case he's not here, Mickey Lynn, do you have a nice message for him? If you're not here, why don't you just send him a "Hey, Jason, I'm sorry I couldn't make it," blah 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 type.
I'm gonna try my best to be here though.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna put on my calendar, but I'll send you something if you want me to. You know me. Pat,
well, you're always my breakfast buddy at Exotica. It was always great to see you there at breakfast, and you know, that's just kind of the camaraderie our group has built, and that's kind of what I was looking forward to when we started this thing, was getting together at breakfast, and it's not so much about who can take a selfie with anybody at breakfast, because really nobody wants a selfie of themselves at breakfast. But, you know, Missy Deep sat with us a couple times, and Ginger and Christy came to breakfast once or twice and had breakfast with us. And Mickey Lynn, of course, is there, and Sean Elliott's there usually. And it's always nice to see the whole gang. So
what's up with Charles's forehead? All I see is his forehead. Well, Charles, where's your face?
I was leaning back in my chair, and then I realized my head was causing too much glare.
Oh, there you go. I mean, I want to see a face. I want to see a forehead.
Yeah. So I hope your family's doing well, Mickey. I enjoyed meeting them at Exotica.
They did, too. They enjoyed spending time with you. Are you not going to go to any other ones?
Not at the moment, but I might. I'm looking maybe December in D.C. because I have never been to D.C. and I would love to go. I have a feeling if I went to D.C. in December, though, I'd spend more time, like, sightseeing and traveling than at Exotica, which, you know, wouldn't be worst thing in the world either.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go in the winter if you're going to do one trip to D.C. Spring would be much more friendly.
Yeah,
they have the cherry blossom festival. It's very beautiful.
And where else do they do? Miami, Chicago, D.C.?
And Jersey.
New Jersey.
And New Jersey is kind of a crowded mess, but anyway.
A lot of people screwing in the parking lot.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I've seen it. They open the doors and they screw. I'm going to be head of security at Exotica soon because I'm on patrol.
All right. Well, hey, Angel, we certainly thank you so much for being with us. Again, like I said, join us anytime. And we only wish you all the best. And
what's her Twitter again so I can message her?
AngelGrave8.
Okay, hold on. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Don't hang up, Pat. Angel.
Why is it AngelGrave8? Who's AngelGrave1-7?
Angel, hold on. I got to put my glasses on.
Don't make me explain all that ass 35.
I don't see her. Well,
we
got
to wait for Patrick to be called for dinner by his wife, too.
Oh, well, yeah. I can smell we're having pot roast tonight. I can smell
it. Is it 08?
No, it's just a regular, just 1-8.
I don't see anything. Look.
You got me all one word?
Yeah. Oh, can you see it?
No, it's blurry. It's
blurry.
Yeah, it's real
It
blurry.
Says Angel, AngelGrave8, and you're not coming up.
Hmm. Well, I'll send you a link, so we'll make it work.
Yeah, I don't know what's
Wait, up did that. You did you find I'll, it, James find,
Sharp? I found it.
Did you find
it? It's at capital A, Angel, capital G, Grave, 8.
Oh, well, I must be doing something wrong. Either that or freaking Twitter doesn't like
Is there an at sign on your thing, Mickey?
Twitter doesn't like
I got to put an at sign? Okay, hold on. Let's try that.
Yeah, put the at sign at the beginning of it.
As I hold everybody up.
That's okay.
On the show, Mickey Lynn learns about Twitter.
It's still not showing up. I don't know. I give up. I'll write it down.
Yeah, we'll get it to you.
Your son can help you with the internet.
Everybody should. Yeah. Right now he's out.
Okay. Well, hey, we appreciate everybody showing up, and I certainly appreciate Angel stopping by. And again, anytime anything we can do for Angel, you just reach out, okay?
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure.
You bet. Don't forget to see us at www.jizztalking.com, or you can, like I said, there's all sorts of socials. Just put in @JizzTalking, and we'll see everybody there, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for stopping by.